Order. Shannon, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the Republic and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everyone have a chance to look over the minutes from last month. So could I have a motion to approve them?
A motion.
A second.
Motion and second for the approval of the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Eric?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So first thing up. Some of the stuff didn't get through to you folks. My understanding, it was encrypted in email.
We haven't.
We've got
you
it.
Have it now, copies of it? Okay. 2024 road construction projects. Quite a bit on the list. Does anybody have any questions up front on the project? Before I. Our map we sent is pretty, the color coded and the direction on it is pretty cut and dry.
Got it somewhere.
Any other questions? I lost it.
Thanks.
So it looks like there's always around $1 million. So how did we come up with extra million?
So it was programmed in our initial budget. The line item was for that particular road, which we'll get into with the rest of the agenda. So it allotted that million. It's not really extra. We cut a road project and traded out for these other projects to get them rolling.
But was it very high or how did we come up with that?
It was preliminary. No, it was just preliminary. And there's some work that needs to be done on that road that we found out later in the season. So as the plan developed and these folks got out, Todd, you can add more to it with the.
Are you asking for why we're under $1 million off our bids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Projected budget.
You want to talk?
We didn't. We were hoping to put a extra road project in at the end of the, you know, after New York State budget come out. Right now, there's a proposal to cut 10%. That's right. $955,000.
Right.
That could happen to us. Nobody knows at this point whether she's going to keep that in her program. So we didn't add one more project to this. So that's why we're $1 million under. If she leaves the budget alone, we will put another project out probably in May or June to go to bid for contractors. If she cuts the budget, we are good to go. We have enough money to do all the projects. So it's kind of a safety net we added.
It was for County Route 106 though, correct? The one originally that was in our line.
Yeah, so it was one of them that we were going to plan.
It's like 1.1 million that we planned on doing and we put it on hold. It needs some slope. There's slope failure they found. There's drainage issues, sub-base issues. So it kind of worked out and this keeps us safe pending the outcome of the governor's budget. So.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Fred.
Yep. You're welcome. Any other questions?
This oil and stone summary page, what's the difference between the first 8 projects and then the next group?
So that is a good question. The first 8 are with limestone, the more expensive stone.
So that's why the stone is higher.
Yes, correct. Okay. Exactly. And then the second's the native stone. We've had good luck. We tried it 2 years ago. The native stone, Mr. Nichols brought up some questions about native stone because of problems in the past with it being dirty. That's where you run into failures.
Yeah.
Todd and Zach, our QC guys, they're doing more often checks with the piles where we're getting the stone from. They're making sure it meets the sieve analysis, all that. So we haven't seen any problems from the work we did previous and it saved us a ton of money. So that's the route we're taking. You'll also notice too, Scott, you'll see on the side, they're listed County Route 35 is listed twice, 777. The ones that are doubled up, they're getting a initial layer of stone and then they're getting the tanking or a chip stone on top. So it'll be a double layer. So that's why you see duplications in these line items for some of these county roads.
Okay. And our confidence level in the $1.90 per gallon?
Yeah.
And it's a de-escalation grant. So
good.
That's another reason we're pushing for these transfers and to get some of this stuff going so we can stay ahead of it a little bit. It's a little earlier than normal, but I don't think we have a choice.
Okay. Do we need a motion to approve these?
No.
Didn't think so.
More just an FYI, I think.
Yep.
For you folks. Next item. Requesting a gravel pit lease with Greg Reagan for future gravel purchases. Atlantic Testing Laboratory has tested these areas, the stone from this pit, and it passed New York State DOT test, as well as specification for hardness and approved gravel production. The amount we're paying for this is 88 cents a ton, is the same as we've paid from the previous pass. So the gentleman's keeping his prices the same. So we're asking to enter into a contract or to be able to purchase gravel from them.
Do I have a motion?
A motion. A second.
Any questions? Further discussion?
Where is this one located?
Addison Irwin area.
Oh, okay.
We have one little hiccup with it, which is normal. We got to check into, and we're finding out as we speak. He's working on is the permit process, like any of this stuff when we start pulling. So there's no problems with that. Then things work out. We should be able to pull from it.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Next one. So requesting to transfer funds from the County Route 106 Church Creek Road capital project to bridge projects and to the County Route 333 capital road improvement project, in the amounts of McMaster Road Bridge for $125,000. County Route 333 Bridge in the amount of $360,000. Stoll Road Bridge in the town of Lindley for $120,000. County Route 115, town of Lindley as well for $85,000. Learn Road Bridge, town of Rapid for $125,000. Bean Station Bridge, $95,000. And County Route 333 for the town of Campbell for $240,000.
Okay, is the capital project for the Church Creek Road, is this excess funds for that project? Or
That's the one I was discussing earlier on the 106. It's County Route 106. The reconstruction was put on hold for slope failure, the one we were discussing earlier with Gary. Slope failure, drainage, sub-base work, stuff that's come up that we really need to take care of before we put good over bad, I guess you could say.
Okay, great. I have a motion.
A motion. A second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting to transfer funds from County Route 2 Cranberry Creek Road Capital Project to County Route 333, town of Campbell, $285,000, and to County Route 70A, the town of Hornellsville, for $515,000.
Do I have a motion?
Motion. A second.
Motion and second. Any questions or discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting to transfer funds from Kiefer's Corners Orchard Comfort Road Project to County Route 70A. It's a balance that we need to do that project for the town of Hornellsville for the amount of $35,000.
A motion.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next, transferring funds from Kiefer's Corners Orchard Comfort Road Project to road improvement unassigned for the amount of $615,000. This will be put into unspecified monies until New York State budget passes, you know, with CHIPS to see where we're at for funding accounts.
So are you basically putting this on hold until the budget comes through?
Yeah, there's some other issues as well with that road with a culvert project that's going to take place. They've got a pipe failure. That's a 7-foot pipe too. So that kind of worked out. So we've got to get that fixed as well. I believe we're going to change that with a box in 2025.
Yes.
Spring of 2025. So okay. A lot of moving parts here.
They have a motion.
A motion. A second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Landfill, requesting to add HDPE pipe coupler fusion welder to major equipment list. We need to add a coupler fusion welder to the major equipment list. The new landfill gas wells are designed as slip wells. You keep adding to them, and then you fuse the pipe as you fill in around the well heads. The collection pipe is installed. Is the garbage as it's being emplaced. The landfill's upward collection pipe will extend couplers placed to the union around them, and then it fuses together. As more garbage comes in, we can keep adding on to it in-house. It'll be our staff completing this process. The approximate cost of the unit is $4,500, and we do not need any additional funding.
Didn't we do this a couple months ago? Or was that some other piece of equipment that we... Just sounded familiar.
Oh, we did the roll groove piping.
Okay.
Roll groove piping for the solid hard pipe. This is for outside for...
Okay.
Actual in the landfill operation.
Okay.
The big black rubberized pipe.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion.
A motion. Second.
Discussion.
Have our crews normally done the gas line piping as the landfill is filling in?
We didn't need to. Did we have to do the extensions at the time?
This is new to us.
It's new because of the way our new landfills are set up.
We construct a landfill. We're putting the gas pipes right down on the base of the landfill. And as we're filling, we're stacking those pipes up. Something new to us. Where before we would do just a deep well, bring a contractor, drill a well in for us. Now we're kind of building them as we go. Get away from some of that larger construction project type work.
Okay.
It's safer too. In the past, they've had issues with the drilling of hitting the liner.
Yeah.
I remember. And it can this makes it a little more staying with it at the time. And we're doing it in-house, so that makes it nice.
Okay.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next item, question to add electric pallet jack to minor equipment list. The leachate plant needs new electric pallet jack to move skids of treatment product and chemicals around. The estimated cost is $1,800. And again, we don't require any additional funding for this piece.
So this is budgeted? Eric?
There's money. It wasn't budgeted initially, right? We're adding
minor.
Yeah. Okay. Have a motion?
A motion. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
So the next item's bids. How do you want to do all these bids all at once? And then questions are...
Yeah, let's do them all. Quite a bit of them. If there's questions, we can pull them or whatever.
Okay. First one, geotextile material and waterproofing membrane. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders according to lowest line item pricing. Guide rail material number one, we recommend awarding to the lowest bidder. Pavilion drainage supply in the amount of $279,109. Next one, guide rail material number two, we recommend awarding to the sole bidder, Shimung Supply, for the amount of $14,575. Grinder drum replacement. This is for a big grinder. We recommend awarding to the sole bidder, Monroe Tractor, in the amount of $95,550. Asphalt, concrete, FOB, plant site specified purchase quantity ranges. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on the availability and location, like always. Asphalt, concrete, miscellaneous in place projects. Recommend awarding to multiple bidders from low to high based on availability as well. Asphalt concrete specified in place, recommend awarding to lowest bidder Dalrymple Gravel and Contracting Company, the amount of $3,582,935. It's the first time Dalrymple's gotten all the projects or projects in a while with us. It's usually Dolomite or Blades.
Good.
Micro surfacing bitumen overlay projects, we recommend awarding the lowest bidder Sioux Coat Corporation in the amount of $548,720. This is for that County Route 70A and Town of Hornellsville, Fremont Howard. It's about 8 miles coming out of there. Stoll Road Bridge bearings. We recommend awarding the lowest bidder, Technology International, in the amount of $14,700. Cleaning, washing, sealing Steuben County bridges. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Hunting Valley, in the amount of $243,740. $243,740.20. Sorry, Amanda.
That wasn't even close. It's like half of what the other.
Last year, they were way apart.
Wow.
Collection disposal of households hazardous waste. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, MXI Environmental Services, in the amount of $26,900. That one, we're going to be doing the household hazardous waste this year in Hornell Transfer Station, June 8th, and then the Irwin Transfer Station again in August 3rd to split it up like we discussed when I first started.
Good.
Subsurface exploration geotechnical engineering services for Steuben County bridges. These are bore testing for bridge site locations. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Keystone, in the amount of $12,463.40. This will help us establish our abutment design. Kind of got to do it in these locations. So, is that all of them?
I think so.
All right.
Yep.
I just had one question here. It goes along with what Scott said about the cleaning and washing and sealing of the bridges. I know you said it's about half. I mean, did they do a good job?
Yeah, we have a supervisor or a county representative on site, and stay with them pretty good on it. Stickler on it. They're there daily. We were just talking about this morning, actually, because we're down some people in different places and we're trying to juggle that right now. It's important. They've had problems in the past, but it's important to have someone on site that knows what they're looking at and that, you know, they're doing a decent job.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve all these bids? Second.
A second.
Motion and second to approve the bids. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. A couple other things, questions I had, Eric. How is the tree removal project coming?
Excellent. Not even just the project, but the conjunction of the project that Scott brought to us, the idea, plus the guys ourselves, it's taken some of the burden. I kind of spoke on that before, but it's also helping them have a little more energy. You go any different places in the county, I don't even know all the roads they've cleared.
Focus. Eight so far.
Hundreds of trees, hundreds. It's been an awesome program. And then in conjunction with our county folks doing it and trying to pick the safer ones for us to do, it's been really well received. The guys have been hustling, getting people to sign on board. There's a little bit of roadside mesh you'll see in some places if you're driving in the right areas, but that kind of goes without saying. What it did create for us, though, because they're making such leeway, and we're going to come to you guys at some point, or you folks at some point, is we're responsible for road safety, chipping, and cleanup unless the homeowner or owner wants it. We bought two new chippers, plus we have a spare one. We could really use another chipper. So I'm just giving you a heads up. We probably will bring it in front of you just to keep up with all the tree cleanup and the brush and stuff. Cause some of that stuff we have to, the brush we have to pretty much get rid of. It's a lot of people don't want that piled on the side of the road, mm-hmm. Nor do we. So
is that something we can rent?
It is, but it's a heavily abused piece, and then getting it. If we do it, we won't be coming to you for additional money. We've had some savings on some of our larger equipment purchases. So we feel we'll be able to do it within our initial budget to not have any strains on you folks with that. So,
good. All right.
Again, well, obviously we'll bring that to you.
See, the state must recognize the problem too, because they've been having crews on 86 cutting trees.
Yeah, it's all over.
They were up on all over 54 as well.
Okay. And
I had to travel up that way last week, and there were three crews between Hammondsport and Penn Yan.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You had said something to me about needing to get some FEMA projects completed here.
Yep. Thanks for bringing that up, Fred. So, FEMA, as we spoke on this before with you folks, FEMA has prepaid us for projects that we need to complete or have completed. I should say, there's quite a bit of stuff we still have to complete, but in the sense of more material, not time and size of projects. So there's going to be some bigger money values involved. Once Todd and I get some solid numbers on what we need, we're probably going to come back to you folks. If we can't, we'll work with the county manager's office like we always do to use what we have internally. But if we need additional, you know, funds related to FEMA stuff, we may bring that in front of you. And we'll still bring it in front of you either way to let you know what we have left on the balance of that. But it's quite a bit of work, primarily behind our Prattsburg shop and our Woodhall. Greenwood shop. I'm sorry. Greenwood and Woodhall. We lost the back side where the creek runs behind it. So it involves the design, and what was approved and paid for by FEMA was large stone and fill, in essence. So it's a ton of rock placement and fill to address those banks that have been compromised and washed out. And it's quite a bit. It's quite a bit to give you guys a fair warning on it.
I have a couple of questions. For the large rock, do we contract to have that hauled in instead of putting all the abuse on our own trucks?
We do, Fred. We do, and we are. We also have to, this year is a little bit different. We have to travel farther, right, to get it. Syracuse to get it, and you're only fitting four or five on a truck, and we need a lot.
Yeah,
so right. The cost is increased, the exposure and the time frame's increased, and we can't, one, we don't want to kill our trucks, and two, the time with doing our other projects, and FEMA did, you know, pay us for portions of this. It's important we utilize those resources as well, I feel, if you guys are okay with that when the time comes.
And the other question is, do we have manpower to do this and get all of our other jobs done?
We do for placement and dropping, because it's coincidentally, it's right by shops.
Right.
So it's a good filler piece, as long as we're not traveling, guys aren't on the road traveling to Syracuse to get rock, or we're traveling a far distance to get gravel that our pits can't accommodate, or, you know, stuff of that nature. We'll fit it in. These Dave and Todd's crew, the bridge crew, these guys have somehow they fit it all in. I don't know. I still don't know how they do it all a lot of times, but they do.
That's why I asked the question.
They do. We'll get through it one way or another.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone else have any questions for Eric?
What's the difference between asphalt and asphalt concrete? You just call it with concrete? That name kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
Same product.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for Eric? Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Do you have anything, Jack?
That's one here, too.
Okay. Jen?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
It didn't quite beat, but it was close. I know.
We had a lot larger.